there is painful news out of Colorado, where shortly before midnight, there was a shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub called Club Q in Colorado Springs. Police report at least 5 people were killed and 18 were injured in the shooting. I'm joined now by Haley Sanchez of Colorado Public Radio, who is near that nightclub. Good morning, Haley.
Good morning.
I want to start off by, saying I'm sorry for what your community is going through. And I know this is tough, but what do we know about this shooting?
I really appreciate that. We have very limited details right now. Police received calls just before midnight on Sunday, and firefighters also helped respond to the scene. There were 34 firefighters involved, and 11 ambulances responded. Some of these ambulances had to transport multiple victims to local hospitals. The FBI is now investigating along with local law enforcement.
We heard early this morning from authorities. Colorado Springs Lieutenant Pamela Castro spoke with the media and described the police response. Let's listen to a bit of that.
Numerous officers and medical immediately responded to the area, and officers immediately made entry. They did locate one individual who proved to be the suspect inside.
So, Haley, do we know anything more about the suspect police say they found inside?
No, we have very limited details. All we know is that the suspect is in custody, but they are being treated for their injuries at the hospital.
I mean, this is beyond tragic. Like, what is, do we know anything about those that were killed and those that were injured?
Yeah, again, there's very limited details coming out. I did go to a 7-Eleven that was just about a block away from where the bar is, and I spoke with a 7-Eleven worker there. He told me that his manager was on her way out from her shift that night, and she was approached by someone who had multiple gunshot wounds coming up to her seeking help. That person eventually collapsed outside the store, and then he told me that other people were fleeing the bar and coming to the store trying to find shelter.
My goodness. What else can you tell us about this nightclub in Colorado Springs? Were you familiar with it? Is it a staple in that community?
It's only one of about 2 nightclubs, gay nightclubs, I think, for the LGBTQ community here in Colorado Springs. So it's a known spot for karaoke, drag shows, DJ. Every Sunday, it was supposed to be this Sunday, too. They do a brunch there, but that's now canceled. And today is Transgender Day of Remembrance. So now they're dealing with this.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us, and thank you so much for the work that you're doing during this difficult time. That's host and editor Haley Sanchez of Colorado Public Radio, and we will be following this difficult story out of Colorado Springs throughout the day as we get more information.